Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and it is a beautiful last week in April. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your presence. In today's show, we're going to talk about your awakening self and all the energies that are a part of this process. We experience many layers of ourselves as we awaken. And that is exactly what it's about. It's about taking all aspects of ourselves and raising them to a higher place, a higher understanding, a higher energy, a higher vibration. And it's very personal. Your awakening journey is different from anyone else's, and yet there are common overlaps, common themes, and many commonalities, universal themes that arise, and that's where we each share, connect, and interact with each other. So we're going to talk more about these dynamics in the class today. Oh, I just called this a class. It's a show, but perhaps it's a class. If you're brand new to this program, the information I receive is from my guides. It's just channeled in. And so I don't have any notes in front of me. I have nothing here. I'm just kind of like throwing my hands around as I talk. So the fact that I called it a class, okay, I guess we're all going to be schooled about something. So before we begin, a few general updates and announcements to share with you. If you're looking for more support, more information, a bit of a deeper dive into any areas of your awakening journey, be sure and check out spiritualityuniversity.com, which is where we have a variety of online courses. There'll be free events. There'll be all kinds of things going on. And that's where you can go to see what is really designed to support your journey to self-mastery. We have new classes coming out this summer, and we have some amazing new teachers coming out in the fall and 2016. So there's a lot of good stuff happening at spiritualityuniversity.com, and you can join us on Facebook as well for updates and the latest news. And be sure and sign up on the email list, because some of the classes are going to be on sale this weekend, so you'll want to catch those. So spiritualityuniversity.com, great place for all kinds of information that's designed to really help you elevate your energy and frequency. Another announcement to share with you, I'm an astrologer, and I love to help you tune in to the current energies as they are working with you. So next week we're going to be talking about the astrology of May and how May is really different than April or March. March and April were actually the biggest powerhouse months of 2015. So congratulations for surviving, for thriving, and for moving through these two big, big intense periods. And then when we get into May and into the summer, the energies are going to be a little different. So it's quite exciting and dynamic, as always, but that's going to be the next class. Our next show, the first week in May, I'll be talking about the astrology. And then after that, we're going to talk about ascension, but specifically the hard knocks of ascension. Ascension is a huge cycle of energy that we're collectively, globally, all participating in. And there's I'm going to focus specifically on the hard knocks of ascension because I think it's really validating and confirming to know that as you are on your spiritual path, there's tough things that come up. And it's all meant to support you. It's all perfect. But it can also be some of our deepest, darkest lessons and places. So we're going to dive into that because, you know, this show is all about being real and being practical and making sure that we're really authentically being ourselves throughout this whole process. So that's what's coming up here. I invite you right now to take a few deep breaths, to just relax and calm all of you, any parts of you that are perhaps in other directions, going out into the world, let's just take some deep breaths. And as you take each breath, I want you to visualize that you're calling back your own energy, that you're calling in all the parts of you that maybe have strayed, that have left, that have gone out to other people, situations, events. Let's just bring all that energy back. It's all your energy, and maybe it was sent out unconsciously, or maybe it was sent out consciously. Let's just call it back into you, and you do that simply with your breath. So every inhale is, imagine you're just seeing this original energy come back into you. It lovingly leaves wherever it was, and as you exhale, you're putting out fresher, cleaner, purer energy that is more fitting for this moment. So just take a few more deep breaths. Really simple exercise. You can do this anywhere. It can really just help ground you, return you to the present, return you to your power, and this moment. And just by doing that, it can also make anything in your mind that's been spinning or swirling around relax. Okay, you're calling back your brilliance, your soul energy. You're calling in your magnificence. And you're really returning to the heart of your essence. Okay, I hope that was grounding. Great. Okay. So what I'm going to do is start with a really interesting visual that I'm receiving right now from my guides here. And we're going to look at how the awakening journey is, if you were to give it a visual, think of it as a spiral. And this is important because all energies in our galaxy actually have a spiral effect. And that's because all parts of our solar system, the energies swirl and twirl around, and they create this spiral that goes all the way to the center of the Milky Way and to the galactic center. So the energy spiral at micro and macro levels. And this is also true when we're looking at how parts of ourselves are designed to shift and move up. We're meant to spiral the energy up. And so the image that I'm getting right now is I want you to think of the of a spiral, but in the shape of a Christmas tree. So that it looks like essentially a triangle in a spiral, and the top of the Christmas tree is above your head. And then the rest of this Christmas tree triangle shape is going all around your body. And it's spiraling down. And I want you to see how that spiral goes around your full body, around your auric field and everywhere. But then it keeps spinning and it goes down into the earth. Okay. And so this is what they're showing me. They're showing me that there is a spiral of energy around us. And within the spiral, if you were to pick different places on your spiral, there are different parts of yourself, different energy signatures within each section, or even just not even a section, but just a piece of the spiral. And that has, each spiral section has a different energy signature within it. It's a bit like a DNA strand, different coding. And so they're showing me to choose a section of your spiral by your knees, between your knees and your feet. And what's the first word that comes to mind? Now, in your spiral, you have multiple codes and energies and all kinds of energy signatures in the spiral, but we're just focusing on one. And I want you to just trust whatever comes to mind, whatever word it is. It's typically a word. It could even be a person. It could be an event. It could be something on your mind right now. Just trust whatever comes to mind. And what we're going to do, okay, so what they're telling me is that what happens is that energy gets stuck at our lower levels, closer to the earth, because it's connected to earth consciousness. It's connected to a lower understanding. And it's like when something has to spiral up, it can get clogged up and slowed down, and it remains at these lower levels in our energy fields until we consciously move them up. So that's what we're going to do right now, is that I want you to see how right now there's something connected to your lower energy field that is ready to spiral up. And they're telling me, too, this can be connected to your past lives or other incarnations. So don't overthink it. And what they're showing me is that what you're going to do is you just imagine that word, that energy signature, spiraling up. It's like going around the Christmas tree, and it's going around, and it's meant to be moving around in a way where you see it and you feel it getting a little bit lighter. And this is just an energy exercise. So, again, don't overthink it. Just allow the energy to move, and it's meant to spiral. And as it spirals up, it's going to start going faster, which is what happens when you get to the top of a spiral, right? It keeps moving, and it keeps going up. And so the energy is meant to keep moving up, and it's going to get faster. And so maybe you feel it moving around your chest, around your shoulders, neck, third eye, and then up to your crown chakra. And I want you to see how as it moves up to your crown chakra, it suddenly transitions to this bright blast of light. And then it dissolves. I'm seeing a dissolving of that energy. And what's happening is that energy that was originally around your knees is actually dissolving into higher light, and it is being returned out to the world, the galaxy, to wherever you want it to go, as a form of higher consciousness, of higher light, and back to its original source of love, whatever it may be. So this was a quick visual and exercise for you to see that what we're doing on our awakening journey is exactly this. We're spiraling energies that are within ourselves. I mean, this Christmas tree image that I have is very much about the spiral of your energy field. And that's what they're showing me is that we're working on here, is that we're working with our own unique energy fields to raise it up into the collective, but it's part of our responsibility, each of us, to do this. And that's essentially what the awakening journey is bringing us to. It's understanding all the energies in our energy fields from all lifetimes, all timelines, and all dimensions of time, and how we have the power, absolutely, 100%, we have the power to elevate all energies. And what happens is that if we can just do this objectively, it's not a big deal, right? It's like, okay, sure. You need me to raise some energy over here, I'll do it. You need me to raise this over here, I can do it. But what happens is that our ego steps in and says, that's not mine. I don't remember doing that. They are wrong, not me, or they did this to me. Or, you know, the ego gets wrapped up in the story. And so that actually slows down the process of elevating these energies. And at the same time, it's normal to have these stories because they're part of our human incarnations. You know, our journeys in these human suits is all about stories. We're all composed of stories. You know, experiences and relationships and our feelings and beliefs and, you know, on and on. And so what we're doing is we're raising this up so that we're remembering that every story returns you to a higher understanding of love, of spiritual purpose, of spiritual growth, of everything you are here to heal and forgive and release. And it's an ongoing journey. It's something that we do throughout our whole lives, and that it's important to remember that as long as we're here, we are working on this. We're still participating in this paradigm of an awakening journey. It's not like a road trip where you get in the car, you drive, and you arrive, and you're there. It's like the never-ending road trip because we always have more layers of ourselves to work with because we are eternal and limitless. So what I'm seeing here is that so much about your awakening journey is personal and universal. So it's your personal Christmas tree spiral, and it's universal. And what they're showing me here is just so, okay, it's just so cool. It's the fact that the top of your Christmas tree spiral actually then connects to an inverted spiral that is just huge. It's like this mammoth, amazing, upside down triangle. It's like the two points of the triangles meet, and your energy feeds this bigger spiral. And then there's other energies that connect as well. And so there's the universal spiral of energies, the galactic spiral of energies that come into play here. And we each individually feed it and contribute. And this is what we know as divine oneness, and how we're all connected. This is how we understand that we each contribute to this ascension process and to the awakening process. But we each contribute in our own way. It's like each of our individual DNAs make up the whole. And so what they're showing me is how it's just, love yourself more. Love yourself for everything. That there are so many stories within us, energy stories, that are no longer a part of our selves, that they're no longer a part of our truth. They're no longer connected to our higher levels of power. And that it's our responsibility and duty right now to shift those energies up to this higher point. And so that's why they want us to do this spiral exercise where you're just moving that energy up and you're offering it back to the universe as love. And they're telling me, too, that this is something that happens. Okay, so it's interesting because once you do it, it changes the energy, but you might feel like you need to do it a few more times, and that's okay. If an issue or energy has been really intense for you, it takes a while in our human physical realities to feel the energy has moved. So in spirit, the energy has shifted. But here, in our physical selves, with our minds, our active minds, and our active emotions, and our active lives, the energy moves slower. And so they're showing me the image of sweeping a broom, you know, a broom sweeping the room. And you can think, okay, I already sweeped. I already cleaned this up. And then a week later, you're like, oh, I should sweep again. And you get out the broom and you do it again. And so that's okay. Even though the energy has shifted in a spiritual level, it is okay if we feel we have to keep cleaning up, because this helps us get stronger and clear with our intention and remain in our power and understand our power. So it's okay if you feel that you need to spiral up that same energy a few times. There's a part of us that maybe feels like we have to be busy, right? If I don't do something, it's not going to happen. When in reality, it has already happened. So this is an individual choice. How many times you want to move that energy and spiral it up. I'm sensing that for many people, it's the most intense with relationships, because so many of our relationships connect to all aspects of our energy fields. Relationships connect to our hearts. They connect to every chakra. Maybe that's just the best visual here. Every chakra, a relationship that you have with another person connects to all your chakras, although some chakras will feel it stronger. I mean, it could be that you have a relationship with somebody and you feel that it blazes in your solar plexus, or that it's the strongest in your heart chakra, or that it's the strongest in your throat chakra. And so what they're showing me again is that we need to be moving this energy through, a bit like cleaning a vessel, just to add in the movement so that the energy doesn't stay stagnant. Because it will stay stagnant in your head or your mind. It'll stay stagnant there because that's where the story lives. So one of the key things about the awakening journey is the fact that you're rising above any limiting stories, any limiting emotions or patterns or programming. And you're doing so in a way that is just perfect for you, that is meant to be supportive of your journey and everything that you are here to heal, and how you are here to grow. And know that the work you're doing now is going to be really supportive of in other lifetimes. And so for some of you, if you felt like you've just had a really intense time, a really intense journey, you could be clearing out energies from, let's say, 300 lifetimes or, many cycles of lower consciousness. And so you're doing so much work right now to clear it all out and to really have a fresher, higher consciousness that works with you in this lifetime, which then sets you up in other lifetimes. I'm going to call them future lifetimes, even though they are still happening at the same time as right now. But the idea being, the work you're doing right now really matters. It really matters. So tell yourself that and remind yourself of that. and that it leads to more rewards, and not even external rewards, but the inner rewards of your spiritual work and your energetic clearings. Now, your awakening journey has so many components, so many, and it isn't even possible to even list them all or describe them all because of the fact that it's individual to you, but there's a lot that can be connected and intertwined. What I'm sensing right now is that one thing you can do every day or even every night or every morning is to do a cleaning of your Christmas tree spiral and to visualize a white light or a golden light coming through and moving any and all energies. And again, moving it up to the point where it shifts into higher love, higher consciousness, forgiveness, compassion, all these beautiful energies that are a part of your natural essence. I cover many more topics in a new title called Your Awakening Self, Connecting Deeply to Your True Evolving Soul. It's on Amazon, it's on Nook, it's on many online book distributors right now. This title, it's only 99 cents so that many of you can purchase it and benefit from it. And that book has 26 spiritual topics in it. And there's so much about our journey in this lifetime that focuses on really claiming and being ourselves in the world. And it's such a new experience in some ways because our human selves have maybe intellectually known this. And of course, our soul selves absolutely know it. But now we have to practice it. Now we have to really be this energy. And that is, it's not as easy as it may seem because we're living in a planet of all energies. And so to really be active in your awakening energies and to be consciously using them is where we grow. It's how we truly change the vibration of ourselves and the vibration of the planet. And that requires support. That's one of the reasons I wanted to get this book out for you is because it has support, it has validation, it has confirmation about all the things that come up. If you're listening to this show, just by default, you're some type of energetic pioneer. We are ahead of mass consciousness, of earth consciousness. We are leading the way to being the new human. And that is not the easiest path. And we need support. We need connections. We need reminders. We need ways to come back to center when we get overactive, maybe in our ego energies or the shadow energies come up. We come back to center. We accept ourselves. We love ourselves. Your awakening journey involves all energies. You will still have your ego, and you need your ego. You will still have your shadow energies, which are going to show you how far you've grown, how much you've learned. It'll also connect you with the power of your choices. You will still have all aspects of yourself, but on your awakening journey, you're remembering your conscious choices. and you're remembering how to take that breath and look at what serves you for your highest and best good. And so this is ongoing. And then, of course, there's the fact that we're dealing with all these different universal energies, right? I mean, it's astrology, it's solar flares from the sun, it's the different cycles that are active and alive at this time, and how they all interact with you and your cycles, your growth, your learning, your timeline. So it's not as if we just have all the answers and we go on our merry way. You know, we're continually fine-tuning and polishing and learning. And also at the same time, you tap into these higher levels of peace and love, and you tap into this higher understanding that can be so comforting and so amazing and remind you how spectacular this journey really is. So I think it's really important to know that we will continue to have the full spectrum of energies, even on an awakening path, that that's part of our service. It's part of our duty. It's part of what we're here to embody. And it's our work, you know, it's why we volunteer to be here and say, yes, I will take that on. Yes, I will work on this lesson. I will heal this. I will release this. I will move forward. All of that. So when we talk about your awakening journey, I'm hearing so strongly that it's really important to continually validate yourself and understand how everything that you're experiencing, you know, private or public, has the gift of benefiting everyone, like the collective DNA. And that's part of our work. That's part of what we're doing together at this time. And I'm hearing, too, to remember to be compassionate with ourselves, because we've set up this journey so that, you know, we don't know. We set it up to be unpredictable so that we can continually be learning while also being divinely connected to your soul's energy and to spirit. And so if we get too much in our minds is when we look to see what we know, but when we return to trusting, that's when we go into that really comforting, safe, solid place that knows that everything is happening perfectly, unfolding in the best possible ways, even when we can't see it, and that is just part of the ongoing experience here. So I'm feeling that most of this show is about connecting you with your spiraling energy. And that's what one of our tools is to move the energy through that Christmas tree and to see it going out into the galaxy. And that the more you can do that and practice that, the more it will help you on your awakening path and your ascension. And it could be, too, that, you know, you feel many energies moving in your spiral all at once. Okay. They're telling me that that is all for this show, that that is the main message at this time. And so next time we're going to look at the astrological energies And we're going to also then look at more about Ascension in May. And there's some more great guests coming up on the show. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this on Blog Talk Radio. You can download any episodes on iTunes. Actually, in May, I'm celebrating the third year of this program. So that's pretty groovy. So more good stuff coming. But at this moment, at this time, remember, all is perfect, all is well, and the journey continues, right? So I'll see you next week for another live show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I wish you the very best in the day ahead. Take good care.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life.